You're very welcome back to Horizons. Teddy O'Connor is a deacon in the diocese. He wrote a book following his long illness with COVID. It's called Your Breath is Your Hope. Teddy, music, you talk a lot about that and that whole area, how it enhances your spiritual life and your beliefs.
Absolutely.
When you're ill and not able to sing, not able to play, what was that like for you?
You're spot on there about the music. The only sound I heard during those 8 weeks was the sound of hymns. So, you know, I was intellectually dead, physically zapped, but my spirit, I think, was absorbing spiritual therapy through the hymns.
Your family had put it playing.
That's right.
For
my
you
family
in the background.
Had put it playing. But you mentioned about what it was like afterwards. Yes. I was just waiting and waiting to see if my voice was all right and if I could sing again and all of that. And do you know what? I had a little oximeter in my pocket one day and I sang Never Grow Old. And would you believe it that my oxygen got better when I sang that?
So your singing can help. You're
singing,
breathing anyway and everything.
Absolutely.
So.
I said it to the physios. I said, when I sing, my oxygen gets better because I was still on oxygen at the time.
Isn't that fascinating? But I mean, I remember talking to Liam Lawton during COVID and he was suggesting breathing exercises for everybody around this.
Yes.
So singing expands your lungs.
Singing expands your lungs and it relaxes your muscles, your respiratory muscles.
But going back to that emotion of something that you love and not being able to do it, what was that like?
Well,
or was it low down on the scales because there were so many things you couldn't do, like walk, eat for yourself?
Do you know what? You're quite right. It was low down, but it was priority at the same time. But
it
was priority. I knew the benefits of it. I knew what it would do for me, and I knew that I needed it. I actually needed it to recover fully. I actually needed it. It's amazing how dependent we can become. I've had a number of GPs at this point. So I went into a GP one day and I told him my story and somehow he knew that I was singing. And he said, of course, and of course he says, you can't sing anymore. Oh no, he said, I can sing fine. And I rattled off that song and the receptionist came in. They wanted to see where the sound was coming from. So most people who spend that much time on a ventilator lose their vocal cords for singing.
Gosh, you are a miracle man that you survived, Teddy.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm very grateful every day. And you know, the people who looked after me, who cared for me in the hospitals, and the people who prayed for me, I pray for them every day. Prayer and care works.
You have a very positive attitude.
You have to have it. That's what I discovered as well.
You have a CD with the book, Teddy. How did you choose what to put on it?
There are 8 hymns on the CD, and there are 4, if not 5, came to me at key moments during my recovery. And that's why I have them on there. The Our Father is another one. I would have listened to it maybe for 2 hours one night, I remember, in hospital. Why? Because it was healing me. I could feel the healing from it. That's why.
I know a lot of people who do a lot of meditation each day, which is like, for you, it's prayer. But I know people who do 2 hours in the morning to be able to deal with the day.
Absolutely. A prayer does exactly the same thing for me. And that's the way I enter into deep prayer. That's the way I do it. Particularly the hymns that came to me and that I found the healing through, which are in the book. On the CD. That's why I recorded them. That's why I put them in there, because I said, you know, if they help me, they will help others.
Where is your book available, Teddy?
It's in the Friary in Killarney, and it's also in O'Connor's bookshop in New Street there in Castle Island. It's in the parish office in Listowel. It's in the parish office. You've got the book and the CD. It's a story that will help anybody in any kind of a challenge at all that they're having in life. This book will help them.
You have put a lot of yourself into it, Katie. You've put a lot of your learning down through the years.
That's right, yes. People have said that to me, all right. They said, Katie, you have everything in the book. I know, I said, but you know, it's I'm in the book all the time, though. Every book they read on spirituality, on spiritual formation, on prayer, that it's all worthwhile. So invest your time in that because it's the core and it's the foundation of our existence.
If you were describing the theology that you work out of,
yeah,
how would you describe it?
I'd say it's a walking, talking God. You know, it's not heavy theology. This book is written for people who may be not going to church. That's why I talk about the spirituality of the AA. That's why I talk about spirituality in its broader terms. We have been totally bogged down, I think, in heavy theology. Everything, to me, has to mean something. It has to be meaningful for me. It has to be able to engage me and nourish me.
Katie O'Connor, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning on
thank
Horizons
you,
and continued good health.
Thank you, Mary. God bless you, Mary. It's wonderful being with you.
Let's listen to a little bit of Teddy's song, The Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of your goodness, oh God. And all of my life you have been faithful, and all of my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of your goodness, oh God.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Just a thought for the coming week is from David Buttimer. Go to dioceseofkerry.ie if you missed any of the mission online, and there'll be connections there to our YouTube channel and to the various events. Till this time next Sunday morning, have a very good week.
Thank you.